Okay, thank you very much, the organizers, for providing us this opportunity to be part of this very fascinating presentations and discussion. I think before I start, I will briefly tell why and how I became interested in the idea and politics of independence in Kashmir. That will perhaps give some background to how I made these observations and what our study I have done of the independence politics. It was 11 February 1984 when one of the Kashmiri activists, Maqbool Bhatt, was hanged in the Indian prison in Delhi, Tehar prison. He was hanged. It was kind of generally perceived that in revenge of a murder in Birmingham of an Indian diplomat, Ravindra Mahatre, who was kidnapped by a group in Britain called the Kashmir Liberation Army. We never heard of that group before or after that, but it was that group which claimed the responsibility. And I, at that moment in my life, was in Karachi University. I was doing my BA honors at that time in sociology and psychology and journalism. And I had very little interest in politics in general. I had very little interest in reading or studying. I had a good time there. Because my father was there and he used to send me money every month, and I was quite happy with that. But on that day, and about the independence politics at that time, my perception was that it is a Indian-backed politics, and the people who are asking for independent Kashmir are working closely with India, and they are kind of Indian agents. That was the terminology we used. And whatever politics I had in my life, Kashmir in that politics was that it is a natural part of Pakistan because of religious connection and all that. So I was not very much interested. But when the students were getting together and they were going to protest outside of Indian embassy in Karachi, I was planning to go home on that day and was going to buy my train ticket. And some of my friends said, they come with us, and then after the protest we'll go to Indian embassy, train station, and you can buy your ticket. So this is the reason I went with them. And during that protest, obviously, it went a bit nasty. The police thrown tear gas, and I was sitting in the university bus. A lot of other students were out doing their activities, but I was not interested in that. But when the shell came in the bus, dropped in the bus, and then I had to run out. So I ran out, and a few yards away on the footpath, there were a lot of spectators, so I went there and stood with them. And then I was arrested, and I was beaten by police, and then they were asking me to raise the slogan that Kashmir will become Pakistan. And I naturally was kind of that supporter of that slogan. So I did that, but still they beat me up afterwards. And they swore at me, and they said, you Kashmiris are not trustworthy, and that kind of thing. And there were four police people in that vehicle. Three were Punjabis, and one was Sindhi. And when, with a very strong blow, when I was unconscious, pretending that I am unconscious on the floor of their vehicle, then the Sindhi told them in the Sindhi accent in Urdu, "Baba, isko mat maro, ye mar jayega." And then I don't beat him, he might die. Then I realized that he did not beat me, and these Punjabis were beating me, and they were swearing in Punjabi as well, and I was really obviously scared, confused. And then we were taken to police station, released after a few hours, blah, blah. But from that day, I kind of started trying to understand what this politics of independence is all about, and who was Makbul Bhatt and all that. So this was started on that day, and since then I have kind of continuously tried to find as much as possible about independent Kashmir, and being part of the activism around independence as well, mainly in Britain, because I moved here in 89. So this is the context, I hope I will manage to say a few things in whatever time is left. So from my study, I think before partition, we can find four perspectives or strands of independence politics in the United Kashmir. And the one was official national perspective, led by Maharaja, based on state subject. And its epicenter was Jammu, and it was incorporative of Hindu, especially Doga and Muslim Beliefs. The second perspective was national, what I have called national popular perspective, led by National Conference of Sheikh Abdullah. Main feature was New Kashmir, epicenter Kashmir Valley. And the third perspective, which I have called national religious perspective, that was led by a new Muslim conference, which was formed in 1942, different from the original one. Main feature, independent Kashmir resolution, epicenter valley, especially Mirwaz institution, and some Jammu Muslims. And the last perspective, or political strand, was what I have called national progressive strand. And that was led by Mazdoor Kisan conference. Its main feature was Azad Kashmir concept, the concept of Azad Kashmir, originally were presented by Mazdoor Kisan Conference. And its epicenter was valley, rural areas, and some socialist intellectuals of Srinagar city. And then after Dwiyan, independence became basically illegal on both sides. The National Conference led popular perspective became kind of official perspective now, because the National Conference was given the power and its politics reduced to autonomy. And the Maharaja was obviously disappeared from scene, and the progressive Mazdoor Kisan Conference was also disintegrated, but its idea survived. And the religious Muslim perspective became official in Pakistani occupied Kashmir, and its politics reduced to accession to Pakistan. But it was the independence politics was reborn in Mirpur again, few years after the division of Kashmir. In Mirpur, there existed a small but active and diverse, very clearly secular pocket of popular politics, who were part of National Conference. And Sardar Bhut Singh, and who actually initiated the popular civil politics in Kashmir in 1915, and Raja Akbar, they both played a leading role in National Conference. After Dwiyan, the first political group which can be described as clearly propagating the idea of independence was Awami Conference. It was formed in 1951 or 52, around that time. And the main activists, they were either from the families of pre-Dwiyan activists, or their friends, and mainly they were originated from Kashmir Valley maybe few centuries back. So they were quite integrated in the Mirpuri social fabric, but they still had their distinct identities around their brothers. They were Ansari, they were Khwajas, they were Mirs. They were quite at the forefront. And then when the construction of Mangla Dam started, there was a powerful resistance movement against that. And it was through that movement that these pro-independence voices, which were seen as marginalized and were not very much accepted, they actually found space to speak to the wider people. and they, because they linked the construction of Mangaladesh with national question, so this became kind of a wider movement than just Mangala. And since then, you know, I just fast forward. There were a few other groups emerged. Jammu Kashmir Liberation League, Jammu Kashmir National Student Federation, Jammu Kashmir Plebiscite Front. There was offshoot of the Plebiscite Front on the Indian side, which Sheikh Abdullah and his colleagues initiated in the mid-50s. And then the Jammu Kashmir National Liberation Front, which was created by Maqbool Bhatt, and which actually all the rest were kind of civil, peaceful, they were propagating civil, peaceful politics. But Maqbool Bhatt and some friends, including Amanullah, they kind of advocated that we should do things like, people are doing in Al Jazeera and in other countries. Okay, and so it was at that time that the migration to Britain was at full flow. Usually it is misperceived that it was as a consequence of Mangala Dam. Actually, when Mangala Dam started, there was huge diaspora already migrating to Britain, and it was a chain process which was multiplying people here. I won't go into detail of that. But in Britain, we can see that there were different forms of activism. I cut on few. There were demonstrations outside of Indian embassy relating to different issues, that, like release of Sheikh Abdullah, and then later of Maqbool Bhatt. And after 89, they were focused on the massive human rights violation in the valley. But there were also some protests outside of Pakistani embassy around Mangala Dam, and then blockage of pro-independence people from election and all that. And also the man days were also celebrated there. I just go to the conclusion. The diaspora activism has developed into a transnational space now, and one of the most significant impacts it has on the British population of Kashmiri origin is a sense of political Kashmiri identity, along with a range of other identities like Black, Asian, Muslim, Jats, Khawajas. But interestingly, those Kashmiris who view Kashmir through the two-nation theory, they are not just Kashmiris, but Pakistani Kashmiris. Dalit will elaborate on that.
Fine. Thank you very much. But as I say, I've been quite tough.